Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and we're going to talk today with Keith Bryan, who's the president and CEO of Powell Rods. How you doing, Keith?
Great, John. Great. How you doing today?
We're doing great, and what I want to talk about first is Powell is a name we're hearing more and more in bass fishing. If you're a fly fisherman, you know Powell as a nearly 100-year-old company, if I'm not mistaken, deeply rooted in fly rods. However, they've recently made a big push into bass fishing with some excellent, excellent rods. And Keith, could you talk about that for a minute? Why go after the bass market, and what's some of the technology behind the rods?
Well, you're right in terms of the company, you know, strong roots in fly fishing. When I took over this company, I saw the bass fishing industry as a really big market. And if you're a fishing rod company, then you should be a fishing rod company, not just focused on one discipline. In addition to that, my love is bass fishing. So I wanted to move the company into a bigger market and broaden out the distribution, revenue streams, and all of that, coupled with the technology that we were able to develop on the fly rod side and bring that over to the bass rod side.
And did you start from scratch or just with some in-house designs? I know you have John Murray on your staff and some other folks. Did they have some input?
Yeah, John's had some input. We started, one of my best friends who is a sales rep in the industry used to work at Powell, and he was one of our rod designers. We hired some rod designers in our own facility, and we were messing around in-house before I got promoted up to the CEO position, and we were making all these different Tennessee handle rods, and we were giving them out to different fishermen, and they were winning tournaments on them. And, you know, guys started to say, hey, you really have something here. And all of that kind of pointed that way, so I started to develop, you know, a whole product line, which we introduced in 2005 and have been very fortunate to get guys like John Murray, Jared Littner, David Rush, Chad Martin, a lot of neat guys on board that really help and test and approve the stuff that we thought was pretty decent.
What are some things about the way you build your rods and the components you use that you think set them apart from other rods?
Well, I think we use Fuji on our current line of rods, which we think Fuji's a very high quality component company. We have our own proprietary mix of what we call Maxim fiber material, which is a reinforcement aspect on the internal aspect of the blanks that help dampen the rods quickly, allows us to position material where we think the failure spots are most likely to occur and try to improve that. And then, you know, that also helps lay it up correctly. There's everything, John, from sanding to coating to painting to the resin content to the tensile strength, which is longitudinal fibers crossed with the horizontal fibers of the rod. We think we have a really neat structure set up that way for us to be able to achieve lightness, durability, and all that kind of stuff.
So you roll and finish your rods in-house?
Yeah, we used to. Actually, we used to have a whole facility. When I bought the company back in the end of 2002, John, I had my own facility. Ultimately, to be more competitive and to get more repeatability, if you will, I wanted to move all my stuff to an offshore facility, which I've had a tremendous relationship with for a long time, as did one of my business mentors who's been in this business for many, many years.
Great, great. And then, so you can kind of design whichever mandrels you want and make some custom types of rods, given that relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, that's... they're just so good, and we communicate so well, and there's just a real committed effort on both sides to make the best possible products at the best possible prices, because that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and speaking of that, a lot of people might be listening right now and thinking, well, boy, a high-end rod's going to cost me $200, $240, $280, but you recently came out with a pretty aggressive new pricing program on these bass rods.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. You know, it's one of the things that I wanted to do is how do I differentiate myself from some of these big monster companies that are already situated in this market. So I thought that to be different, we would shake it up and we'd lower the price and broaden our distribution, get more people talking about it, which, as you've noted, has begun to occur. And, you know, $5 a gallon gas, I paid $5.40 at one time a couple months ago for diesel. You've got food up 20%. You've got... you know, you got Gustav and Ike and all these different occurrences, you know, just so many different things coming together right now that point to, if I was to raise my rod prices across the board, I think I would have put us, I think it would have been a death nail. And I think the right thing right now is I try to listen to our consumer and what our consumer wants, what I believe is a fair product, a great product at a fair price. And that's what we're trying to give them.
And how does that pricing structure work?
We dropped our rods from 7 foot, and every rod that's 7 foot and below used to be $169.99. It is now $30 less at $139.99. And all the rods from the flipping sticks to the frog rods to the big swim bait rods to punching rods are $169.99, down $30 from $199.99. And, you know, that's just something that fits right with us. It's not a, you know, a discount sale or anything like that. It's a way for us to, you know, we've gotten a lot of traction in the market. It's a way for us to, like I said, broaden our distribution and give back to the consumer in hopes of volume. I mean, there's, you know, that's it's a business move all the way, and it's so far so good.
And if I'm not mistaken, those are backed by a warranty. And if a customer has a problem, they're going to call Powell Rods and maybe get you on the phone, not a recording or anything like that.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things is, you know, it's when your name's on the door as an owner, so to speak, you figure out which 14 hours of the day or 16 hours of the day you want to work. And the bottom line is that, you know, we want to give, along with the best product, we want to give the best service that we can. And, yeah, 9 times out of 10, you might get me because I don't like the phone to ring more than twice. If it does, I'm on people. Pick it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have a real intimate involvement here, and hopefully that's not going to change for a long time.
And what's the warranty on the rods?
It's a lifetime warranty. There is a clause in there that protects the consumer against defects in workmanship and materials. If a guy sets up or a gal sets up on a fish and the rod goes, because these things do happen, I mean, we're human beings here, then we'll give the customer a rod at no charge. And that's you know, that's the first few times of use. If a guy or a gal slams in a rod locker or, you know, normal wear and tear occurs, then you're looking at a $40 fee. It can be done over the counter at the dealer's discretion, or they can send it back to us and we'll process it and get them a new stick out.
So if I break my stick, I can, for $40, I can have it replaced.
That's right.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, customers are liking that service, and, you know, that's part of the deal that we live in. That's the world we live in right now.
And Keith, just to finish up here, where can folks find this? Do they call Powell direct? Are you in any major retailers?
Oh, yeah. We're in High's Tackle Box, Tackle Warehouse, Monster Tackle, Susquehanna, Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouse. I got to think of all the dealers. We've been adding them every week. But you can call us. We will point you in the direction. Arkansas, we're in Arkansas Rod and Reel. We're in Mark's Outdoors in Alabama. So there's a lot of places that have our product. There's a lot of guys that want our product now as a result of this lower pricing and, you know, people chatting it up. But if you can't find a store, you can go online and find one, or you can call us and we'll direct you to a dealer in your area.
Yeah, so they can go to powellco.com. That's powellco.com.
That's correct.
Or the 800 number is 888-635-9763.
That's correct.
Well, great, Keith. We sure do appreciate it, and appreciate you getting into the bass market with these products, and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, John, and you guys do a great job, and we're really, really glad to be associated with y'all.
All right, thanks, Keith. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bass Fan Radio.